Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
Well, after an overcast start to the afternoon, it's now turning bright and sunny with temperatures on your big drive home reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Today was the day where you could actually use the word mixed bag.
And you didn't. You just didn't go for it.
I mean, it was a mixed bag.
Guys, listen. There's hours of news left.
I've got a bone to pick with you though, Stevie.
What?
I swear you didn't say that there'd be possible showers overnight. So I didn't get my cushions in. Soaked. Absolutely soaked. Your fault.
But I mean, as much as I would love to control the weather, it's not really up to me.
If you read it, you're just reading what's in front of you.
Also, things do change. Like, I used to like you, and now that's changing.
Now you love me.
If you have any complaints,
Stevie, he's down tools. He's got 4 days off. He's got a long weekend coming up. He's already down tools. He's already on holiday.
He's on holiday already.
Listen.
Are you wearing your trunks?
I don't know. See where the weekend takes me.
Let's go! This is where hit music lives. Play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Big Drive Home is on for Thursday. Final one for the week for us. Yeah. I do my own thing tomorrow.
Chris Brooks tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
And we start with Kylie. Padam Padam, which is the best name for a song.
Is it?
Padam Padam.
Not sure.
Or is it Padam or Padam?
Potato, potato, I don't know.
That would be a good name for a song. It's Radio Essex, Glass Animals and Heat Waves. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Kylie Minogue before that. 3:10 Thursday. Looks like the sun's coming out again.
It come out just before I left home. It sort of pooped its head out.
I don't know if you've seen this. This is all over every social at the moment. It's an exam question that's gone viral after being shared on loads of social media pages about people arguing what the correct answer is to this question. So this is a question that comes from an exam. What exam was it? Do we know?
I didn't actually find out what exam it came from.
Maybe like a GCSE paper or something like that.
Yeah, it's a GCSE paper.
So we should be all right with this.
Well, I won't be, but we'll try.
The question reads...
Right, that's the first hurdle. You read it.
How do you spell GCSE? No, the question reads, what is the closest time to midnight? So that's the question. What is the closest time to midnight? The possible answers are A, 11:55 a.m.
Right.
B, 12:06 a.m. C, 11:50 a.m. Or D, 12:03 a.m.
Can you say the beginning of the question again?
What is the closest time to midnight?
Closest time to midnight, right.
The possible answers are A, 11:55 a.m.
Yeah.
B, 12:06 a.m.
Yeah.
C, 11:50 a.m.
Nope.
Or D, 12:03 a.m.
A.
So you're going A, 11:55 a.m.
Well, yes, A, obviously.
Okay, I am going for... Well, I'm going D, 12:03 a.m.
Why would you go D?
Because it's the closest to midnight.
No, it's not.
It is.
The furthest away.
12:03 a.m.
It's the furthest away.
But it doesn't say backwards or forwards. It just says closest to...
It's a trick question. To midnight. What is closest to midnight? Right, so that C, whatever, 11:50.
That can go.
What was B?
12:06. No, so that's the same as 12:03. So the two possible answers are A, 11:55 a.m.
Yeah.
Or D, 12:03 a.m.
This is going to annoy me. This is going to really tell.
Why is it annoying you?
Because things like this do annoy me. Because someone clever like Tom or someone that's going to...
Someone
got the
clever
answer.
Like
no,
Tom?
No, not clever like Tom. No.
Wow.
I'll rephrase that. Someone that's got the answer and is going to be smug about it, i.e. Yeah. Tom.
Okay.
Tom.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah.
Well, the definitive answer.
Well, I know that my answer's right.
No. Is there somewhere a definitive answer? Have we got the answer from...
The answer.
Google or something. I don't know.
Tell you what, I'll find it.
Because... But this is my.
Because otherwise, this argument will never end.
Yeah, true.
He won't ever let it go. We will still be talking about this in 17
It'll be
years.
Frozen. Well, I will never let it go.
I can explain it to you. How about that?
Not yet.
No.
Let's get some text. What Essex? What you think?
Right. So
We'll just do the two answers.
Yeah. Well, no, some people might think...
Okay, what is the closest Essex...
You'll think it's C.
Essex, what is the closest time to midnight? Is it A, 11:55 a.m, B, 12:06 a.m, C, 11:50 a.m, or D, 12:03 a.m? What is the closest to midnight? Just drop us a text, drop us an app message, and then we'll run through the answers and see if Tom has the knowledge to find out.
Tom has got no knowledge.
We'll find out. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well as we continue. We'll go through those in a second. Post Malone and Chemical. It's the Big Drive Home, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone and Chemical. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, doing some maths, which is fairly standard for us.
We'll always do that on Thursday. Thursday math to Chris and Scott, obviously.
It's an educational show. We've said that.
Yeah, always said that.
So the exam question that we're pondering today, which you've probably seen this on socials, what is the closest time to midnight? Possible answers are A, 11:55 a.m, B, 12:06 a.m, C, 11:50 a.m, or D, 12:03 a.m. I'm going for 12:03 a.m. because it's just 3 minutes past midnight. You're going for 11:55 a.m, which is 12 hours and 5 minutes before midnight.
Yeah, but you can see...
Yeah, because you're looking at it as when midnight's coming up. So 12:03 would be 23 hours and 57 minutes away. Yeah, I get that. I understand what you're saying.
But that's the trick question of it.
But I don't think it is a trick question. It's a GCSE. I don't think they throw in brain teasers in a GCSE.
Okay, so...
They're not doing trick questions.
But time, time, like actual time... You can't go backwards in time, can you, unless you're Michael J. Fox.
Martin McFly.
Yeah, you can't go backwards in time, unless you're Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're like pink, isn't it? Yeah.
No, you can't. So, I don't even care if Tom comes back and says it's D. It will always be A.
So what you're saying is, even if you're wrong, you won't accept it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. On the text, Sarah Kerry from Chelmsford says 12:03 a.m. Surely. Deb says so. 11:59 p.m. goes to 12 a.m. Then 12:01 a.m. Surely it must be 12:03 a.m. If that was what you said, just got out of the shower, so didn't really hear it at all. Thanks, Deb. Who's showering at 3:15?
With the shower on, it's dangerous.
Sean says the answer is 23:55. That wasn't an option, though, was it?
Yeah, well, 11:55.
No, 11:55 a.m. is the morning.
Yeah,
it's not an option, Sean. 23:55 isn't an option. 11:55 a.m. in the morning is 12 hours away from midnight.
Yeah,
that's not
still
the option.
It's still closer than.
I can
three
see what you're
past.
Saying. I can see what you're saying. If you're only looking forward. Hi guys, the answer is D, 12:03, as it's only 3 minutes after midnight. Answer A is 11 hours and 55 minutes after midnight. Logical, not midnight is 12 o'clock in 24 hours. It's 12 hours. It's 12. That's too confused. That's like a maths question. Charlotte is Southend, 12:03. Is anyone agreeing with Scott?
Yeah, there's quite a few people.
Oh, is there? I'm just missing those out. 11:55 a.m.
Why would you not agree?
Charlotte says A, 11:55. Washing machine marks going for that as well. Mel from Wickford, 11:55 a.m. is 5 minutes before 12 p.m. and over 12 hours away from midnight. Something many people get mixed up. It's technically still the closest time to midnight without going past it.
Right, I've got it.
Go on.
I've got it. Here's the answer. Right? So, it's your wife's birthday. on the 10th. It's your wife's birthday on the 10th of January.
I see where you're going here.
10th of January.
Yeah.
You turn up on the 11th of January, 3 minutes past.
Yeah.
Is she happy or sad?
Sad.
I win.
Keep your text coming in. Have we got a definitive answer now?
We do have the answer.
We do have the answer, so we'll get back to that. And it's an official answer.
This is an official
answer. All right, we'll come back to that soon. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson coming up. React's playing next. And we're doing AKSX Thursday on the Big Drive Home. Kevin Harris, Rag and Bowman and Giants. 3:31. We have the question that's really divided the room and divided Essex. There's two answers. No one's gone for B or C. The question was, what is the closest time to midnight? And the two answers it's over is A, 11:55 a.m. and D, 12:03 a.m.
Yes.
I've gone with 12:03 a.m. because it's 3 minutes away from midnight. So it's the closest to midnight.
But it's not, is it?
It's the closest to midnight.
No.
So if I put...
No.
If I put this cup of tea here...
Yeah.
And I put my iPhone there in front of it...
Yeah.
And the toilet roll behind it, but, like, right next to it, the toilet roll's closest to the cup of tea.
No, but going back to what I said, if it was your wife's birthday...
Yeah.
And... It was the 10th, say it's the 10th of January.
Yeah.
And you turned up on the 11th of January.
Yeah, I understand.
3 minutes past midnight.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping on the sofa?
Yeah. So I get that. So this, it's pretty stretched. Rob sums it up. He says afternoon geezers.
Afternoon geezers.
We're having a lovely debate here at the moment. As before, you even discussed it. We were talking about this because we'd seen it on social media. Paula went for 12:03, like Chris. I'm with Scott on this one. You can't go back in time. The debate continues.
You can't go back in time.
I'm putting some Who Wants to Be a Millionaire scary music on now.
Can I phone a friend?
I am your friend.
Not anymore.
My phone's off.
Not anymore.
Producer Tom has the... Where'd you get this answer from, Tom?
I got this answer from an article that solves exactly what this question is.
Okay.
And this question is actually a riddle.
Oh, it is a riddle?
It is a riddle.
So does that mean I'm correct?
And it means that Scott Robinson is correct. because it's about the wording of it.
It's the closest time towards midnight.
I'm the cleverest person in the room. That's never happened. Ever. Ever. Yes. Oh, my God. Where's a beer garden? Oh, I'm so excited.
So even though 11:55 is in the morning, the reason they do that is to make people go, oh, well, it can't be that one because that's the morning. But actually... If it's approaching midnight, it's got to be that one because it's the only one before midnight.
I've never been happier, honestly. Birth me kids, marriage. I am so happy right now.
I don't think I've seen him this happy since he won a Brit Award.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, that's put us out of misery and everyone's failed GCSE maths.
I win.
Right, 3:33, Big Drive Home, Chris and Scott. Rumours, he might be doing a little bit of chip shop gaming after four. That's what I've heard. That's what I saw on the little planning sheet. So that could be happening as well.
Right, back to the planning sheet.
David Guetta and Baby Don't Hurt Me on the Big Drive Home. Radio Essex accounts department have been on the phone offering Scott a job, which is quite incredible. RBS have been on, looking to see if you can run their figure department.
I know, honestly, I just can't believe it. The job offers are coming in thick and fast.
Robert Southend said yes. Deb said no. Washing machine. Mark said... the correct answer was Scott's answer, which was 11:55 a.m. Now, all you need to do now is just go on all the social medias you can find. Go, aye. It's definitely A. Scott from Five told me.
But what I'm loving is I'm looking at all of you. You were really smug earlier, all these people that were saying D. D.
You're in a band called Five and there's three of you. You can see why people would suggest that maths isn't your strongest point.
Listen, that's why I thought I might get this wrong.
H. Ashanti, Baby at 3:36. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, H. Ashanti and Baby.
July.
Why are you wearing a shirt and tie? What are you doing?
I know, listen. You've got glasses on. I've got a really important meeting. Get my briefcase.
20-4, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. The sunshine has returned. Mainly clear skies tonight. Odd patch of cloud down to 11 overnight. Sunny start tomorrow. Some clouds moving in. Highs of 20 degrees for Friday. And the M11 southbound just before junction 7 on the 414 at Harlow. Emergency repairs. That's currently one lane closed. We'll keep an eye on that for you. It's Radio Essex with Niall Horan and Zara Larsson and End of Time. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home with the chip shop game coming up after 4. I haven't played that for a while, actually.
Week.
We talked about it because we're trying to get Rick Astley to play. Looks like that could happen.
Yes.
Apparently coming in person in sometime soon. So we live and learn. But yeah, chip shop game coming up after 4 this afternoon. And this from Zara Larsson. It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home with Zara Larsson and I Want Your Love. Chris and Scott doing the Big Drive Home for Thursday, last day of the week, because you don't do like the Friday, do you?
Don't do Fridays like I don't do birthdays.
We don't do birthdays. I have one actually. It's completely disappeared off the screen. Have you got it?
Yeah, Tom from Cafe.
What does he want?
Well, it's just, good afternoon, fellas. Just wanted to get in early now. I know you don't do birthdays.
Don't do them.
But just so you know, after he's been banging on about it for ages.
Yeah.
I can let you know that it's a certain Ross McGrain's birthday tomorrow. That's what it's apparently. It's Ross McGrains, you know, from the Ross and John
Experience. He knows fully well that there is no birthday action going on this show.
It's unbelievable, mate. It's unbelievable, mate.
But I'm a little bit annoyed, actually.
Why?
Well, because, you know, Tom knows the rules.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to get us to break the rules for Ross McGrain, who should know better. I'm not getting in trouble for Ross McGrain.
Ross doesn't listen to this, does he?
Well, he wants pointers.
What a time to be alive, John.
We can't say happy birthday to him because it'd be against the rules.
The guy's a ledge, but I would love to say happy birthday, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good on breakfast with your mate, John. Happy birthday, we have a good one. Go out, but I can't.
Because we don't do birthdays. Very first iPhone was released today, 20 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
20 years ago,
the first ever. We can't wish happy birthday to the iPhone either. However, it's hard to believe that two decades ago, June the 29th, Steve Jobs' invention first hit the shelf. To this day, 20 years ago, iPhones, we're all there with our BlackBerrys going, what's this?
You probably had one.
I did. I think I was probably one of the first people to have an iPhone.
You must have been.
I think I was there. I think I traded in a BlackBerry and got my iPhone and, happy days.
Oh, I liked my BlackBerry.
Yeah, the BlackBerrys were good. I was talking actually to Tom earlier because I found the BlackBerry in my cupboard. I was cleaning it out and I found a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry Messenger.
And I plugged it in. Do you remember the game? With the paddle and the ball to hit all the bricks.
Yeah.
I was playing it yesterday.
You were.
It's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Because you've got the little roller ball, haven't you, at the mouse. And then you just sit there. Oh, it was a great game. Because it was up there, because some of those old games, Snake on the Nokia,
it was
brilliant.
It's good.
But the paddle, I can't remember what it was called, somebody will know, but the paddle ball game on the BlackBerry.
Breakout?
I think it might have been something like Breakout.
Something like that. It's similar game.
It was such a good game.
It was very
good. And I was playing it. I played it yesterday. I was really good at it. Right, Thursday, Big Drive Home. News, travel coming up at 4. Problems on the M25. Give you a full update next.
Forward Kai Havertz says he leaves Chelsea with a heavy heart after completing a £65 million switch to Arsenal. The Germany international won the Champions League during a 3-year spell at Stamford Bridge. And speaking to his new club's website, he insists he's determined to lift more trophies in North London.
This club has such a big history, and I hope we can achieve lots of things. And I'm just looking forward to meet now the players, the staff, and it's going to be exciting.
You having a good Arsenal moment at the moment?
Having a very, very good Arsenal moment.
Bearing in mind there's like hundreds of West Ham fans listening, so don't be too gloaty.
No. So obviously that's Havertz from Chelsea, and I think it's a good signing.
He's
a very good player. He didn't quite fit into the system at Chelsea, but he's saying that he leaves Chelsea with a heavy heart. I've looked at his signing picture.
He looks happy.
He looks ecstatic.
He does look happy.
He looks a bit glum.
But you got
Chelsea.
Declan Rice as well. It's happened, isn't it?
Listen, West Ham fans, I think you...
Unconfirmed.
It's confirmed,
isn't
it?
It's unconfirmed if you're a journalist.
if it's your job to tell the truth.
Yeah, it's confirmed.
But we saw it on the Daily Mail,
It's confirmed he's going to be an Arsenal bat. But I'm not going to gloat because I actually think that he's done a really, really good job for West Ham. I don't think if you're a West Ham fan, you'll be upset because you want him to be there.
Yeah.
You can't be upset because he done wonders for you.
Yeah, he did.
But he's out now. Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has been crowned the sunniest place in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
Early evening will continue to be overcast but bright and dry across Essex, with temperatures on your big drive home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Is that weather confirmed though, Stevie?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it's confirmed weather, confirmed news,
weather confirmed. We're erring on the side of caution, but yeah.
I thought it had been confirmed, the Declan Rice thing, or is it just he's tweeted about it?
No, what it is, it's confirmed that the deal's going to go ahead, but they're like thrashing out, like, you know, whether he's allowed, you know, what colour toothpaste he's allowed, and that.
And then somebody will text Stevie.
Can I ask a football question?
Yeah, go.
You can.
When you
the
sign...
offside rule, yeah, what is
the... I know the offside rule.
Go on then, explain that first.
No, God, no. What's the football question?
So if Bob signs for a team, do they pick what number he gets?
They choose their numbers at the beginning of the season, so they have to put their numbers in at the beginning of the season. And they just choose.
Certain players have certain numbers.
Yeah, but they choose. Yeah, they can choose.
So if there's a number that's not available, for example, if Declan Rice, you know, he normally plays 41, if he wants that number and it's not available, he will get to pick what next number he wants.
Yeah. But 41 probably would be available.
I think he does play 41.
Does one have to be
Trent plays 66, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Does one have to be the goalkeeper? Number one.
Yeah, it normally is. I don't know what the rules are. Yeah, I think one probably does have to be the goalkeeper. Yeah. Seven's normally the big striker, or a number 10, or a
number
9.
Although, no, he doesn't, because Aaron Ramsdale plays a 34.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much choose.
So you can pick your mum's birthday?
If you want to.
Oh, that's nice.
Where music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, Radio!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
I can imagine Stevie signing up to a team and they go, you can pick your mum's birthday, and he's like, wow, and then we go and watch him and he's got June written on the back of his shirt. Funny.
Radio Essex.
Right, chip shop game coming up in just a second. First of all, let's get you back to the hit music, the weekends and popular. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. It's Thursday. Thank you so much for having us on. Getting closer to the weekend. We thought we'd play the chip shop game because we haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
You can enter now on the website. That's an actual thing. It's getting big now. It's on the website. It's starting to move to the internet, which, I mean, the internet itself's big. Have you seen that?
It's amazing.
I stumbled across it the other day.
I saw
that there was, everything was on the internet.
It's unbelievable.
Everything.
Goggles on there.
Yeah. I Googled the internet. Just put in Google the internet, and it's like, it's got everything on there. It's like
amazing.
All the information.
LimeWire.
GCSE
gone.
Questions.
Yeah.
LimeWire.
It's gone there.
Everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so also on the internet is how you can play the chip shop game, and you can register. Are we playing the normal music? Because we've got two pieces of music. Because the actual idea of this competition, well, not even a competition, the idea of this skill set that we've been given is that we can identify the town you're in just from the chip just from what's next door to your chip shop. So
easy.
This is what the jingle was. Your town.
Don't say we've got new music. We've got new music.
Well, no, but there's a chip shop piece of music as well.
The chip shop game.
Let me ask you, Jamie.
Oh, is it just a jingle?
Oh. But he doesn't say your town, does he? He says the chip shop game.
Yeah.
The chip shop game.
Oh, I think it should be called the chip shop game.
I think so.
I think we need new music, Tom.
Anyway, we got a couple of people on hold who have entered by the website. We have, let's go to Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
How you doing, all right?
Oh, good, thank you.
Good, yeah, not bad. What have you been up to today?
Soft play with my two-year-old, school run, the usual mum things.
Oh, nice. Soft play's good. I like soft play.
Yeah, no, it is good. Have you...
especially when I was raining this morning.
Have you heard the chip shop game before?
I have, yes.
Has it been driving you mad as to how we might be so clever?
Every time you play it, I'm like, you must get it wrong sometimes, and you never do.
We've never got it wrong. We haven't got it wrong. You're also playing, or not also playing with, but Alison's also going to have a go as well. Alison on line two. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you. You?
Yeah, good. You had a busy day, a quiet day. How's your Thursday been?
It's been a lovely Thursday, to be fair.
Excellent. That's good.
Alison, meet Vicky. Vicky, meet Alison.
Hi, Vicky.
So, I will work out where Vicky is. You work out where Alison is.
Okay, that seems fair.
Yeah, you happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Okay, so, Vicky, let me know, what is next door to the chip shop in your town, village, city, wherever you are?
It's a hairdresser.
Oh, okay, hairdressers. That narrows it right down to one place, and that one place would be Malden.
How do you work today?
I knew straight away as well.
So, Victoria, you're in Malden. Over to you, Scott.
Alison, how are you?
Hello.
Right, okay, same question. So what is next to the chip shop in the town city where you live?
Next to the chip shop is a house.
Oh, so if it's next... Oh, that's unbelievable. Are you in Malden?
Yes!
Oh, my. Why don't you two go for fish and chips later?
We should meet up.
Oh, please do. Yeah. Meet up at a chip shop and send us a picture.
I think if you two go to that chip shop tonight and then take a picture and send it to us, I think that would be a beautiful thing.
It would be, amazing. You could become best friends.
Victoria and Alison, both in Maldon, thank you for playing the chip shop game.
Thank you for having me.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
What's the chances of that?
That's amazing. Right, if you want to play, the phone number is open right now. They are freeing up two lines. So you've got 01702 45 50 60. If you think you can stump us, get involved. Make sure you withhold your number or use your mobile so we can't find out where you are from that. 01702 45 50 60 is the number to call if you want to play the chip shop game. Joel Corry, Katie Baser, Dancer at it next up on Radio Essex. Joel Corry, Kate Baser, and Dance Around. I was going to say Your Town. That's not the Your Town's the jingle that we play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joel Corry, Katie Baser, and Chip Shops. right, who's next on Your Town? It's Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All good. Good. Just on my way home.
What do you do, Neil? What have you been doing?
Working at the O2 Arena. Pop. So, money in the bank's in town, so I've been working as a medic.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay, cool. Nice one. That doesn't really... Tell us where you could live somewhere in that kind of part of Essex, or you're supposed to know you could live in Southend and work at the O2 Arena, so that doesn't help us. Okay, who's doing this one?
I reckon you should go for this one, Chris.
Yeah, okay. So, Neil, what is next door to your local chip shop? Either side, doesn't need to be the brand name of the shop, just what kind of shop it is.
A laundrette.
Okay, laundrette. Next to a chip shop is... Oh, it is fairly near the O2. It's Romford.
Yeah. Romford.
Yeah, oh my God. How the hell did you guys know that?
Well, it's a special skill set I've been given. You're in Romford. It's a good chip shop as well.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's part of being part of five, right?
Yeah, no, that's different skill set. That's his skill set.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Lovely battered sausage in there.
Yeah, love it. All right, Neil, thanks, mate.
No worries. Take care, guys.
Take care, Neil and Romford. Nice one, mate.
Drive home.
It's Radio Essex, Becky Hill and Lewis Thompson with Side Effects on the big drive home. Chris and Scott, hope you're doing okay. Good to hear Leanne on with Joe yesterday.
Do you know what? I actually missed the interview and I know that you can go on his Spotify and listen to it.
Yeah, I think is it podcasted as well?
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
When will that be up?
I reckon within a couple of days.
Oh, okay. So Leanne off of Little Mix was on Joe's show last night. Really good interview. You can listen back to that on the podcast in a couple of days. Joe back on the radio tonight from 6, Hot 7:07 coming up as well. You can get your votes in for your favourite tune of the day. You can do that via his page. Thank you very much for all the calls on the Chip Shop game as well. Thank you to the Maldon. We had loads of Maldon today.
We did, yeah.
And a Romford chucked in there for good measure as well. We'll do that again in a couple of weeks. Right, 4:30, getting you home for Thursday. Tiesto, Tate McRae is 10:35. Big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Jax Jones, Jess Glynn, and One Touch, 4:35. Big drive home. Got a couple of chat-up lines to try on you, if that's all right, Scott.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So, because old-fashioned icebreakers are now back in fashion. These are used for 16 to 29-year-olds.
16 to 29-year-olds.
Yeah, they are smashing these out at the clubs now.
And you are going to smashing them out at the clubs is a sentence.
Isn't it
a sentence?
That's what's happening.
Right, okay, so...
Yeah, so I was just going to try. I didn't want to make it weird or anything.
No, why would... Listen, caring, sharing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's not weird. So...
It's got weirder.
What?
Nothing.
I just want a bit of music.
Yeah.
Is your name Wi-Fi?
Nope.
Is your name Wi-Fi?
No.
Feeling a connection. Do you like that?
Right, well, at this point, yeah. I would pour a drink on you.
Is your name Google?
No.
Because you've been what I've been searching for. That's a good one.
I'm not sure. I'm not throwing a drink at you, I'm just turning around.
Are you a parking ticket?
No.
Because you've got fine written all over you.
I like that.
That's
one.
Good, isn't it?
That one.
Putty in my hands.
That one is good. I'm letting you buy me. I'm letting you buy me a drink.
I've got to do one more on you. Are you on loan?
No,
because you got my interest. Bosh.
I don't like that one.
You don't like that one? What's your favourite? Are you a parking ticket? Because you got Fine Road Levy. Is that your favourite?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we hanging out now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll buy you breakfast.
Should we get somebody? If anyone wants to come on the phone and get chatted up.
What? What? That's gone weird. It's gone really weird.
What? I know. I need to try.
If anyone wants to come on the phone and get chained up,
give us a call. 01702 455 5060.
Wow.
I've got the chat up lines, and I just want to see if they work. I don't feel you're taking it as seriously as you should do. I think somebody else might take it more seriously on the phone. 01702.
Give them the number.
45 50 60. Get in touch, and then we'll see how they go.
This could be your last ever shift.
Why? I'll try one more on you. Oh, no, I won't. I'm going to save that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't want to waste that one on you. I'm going to save that. 01702 45 50 60 is the number. I just want to try something out on you. Go on, you know you want it. 437 Sigala, Adam Lambert. Sigala, Adam Lambert, you made me feel mighty real. 20 to 5. Surprised to have a very low interest in the... Do you want me to chat you up on the phone?
No, Chris, don't be hard on yourself, mate. I mean, listen, I mean, I have so many things I could say. But I think you gave the number wrong, mate.
I've got some good chat up lines that I've been given that I think are amazing.
Well, no, it's just because when we do the chip shop game,
yeah.
I'm just saying, just
full
playing,
switchboards.
Just playing devil court.
Full switchboards.
It's like too many. Phone. Nothing. Not a sausage.
But I've got chat up lines like, if being beautiful was a crime, you'd be on the most wanted list.
I mean, it's...
That's good.
It's cheese on toast.
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I'd put you and I together. That's an old one, isn't it? Aside from stealing hearts, what do you do? That's nice.
Well, you just called me a thief, aren't you?
I'm no photographer, but I can picture us together. It's a little bit corny.
Creepy, actually.
Do you know what my shirt's made out of?
Wife material.
Marriage material.
My twin, my twins are nine. My twins are 9 years old, the girls, right? And they've been doing chat up lines. That's the level of...
What do you mean they've been doing chat up lines?
They keep on telling me chat up lines and then going, ooh, you make me feel so good. Like that's what you're doing on the radio.
Are they using these chat up lines?
Similar to that, yeah. And they're nine. Go on, carry on.
Do you have a map?
No.
Just got lost in your eyes. No.
No,
that's weird.
Actually, they're becoming creepier and creepier.
They are, actually. You spend so much time in my dreams, I should charge you rent. That's quite creepy.
Creepy, yeah.
Are you a time traveller? Because I see you in my future. Creepy. They're all pretty creepy. We'll leave them. Your favourite one was, are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you.
If you're single,
I could buy you a pint of Stella.
One. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Regardless of the chat lines, can you buy me a 4:42, big drive home. Latest on the roads coming up very soon. Also, after 5, the A to Z of music returns. Radio Essex with Anne-Marie, Shania Twain, and Unhealthy. It's 10 to 5. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Chris and Scott, big drive home till 6. Joe Kinchum from 6. And listen, if you've had a stressful Thursday, even just by listening to those chat-up lines, you can get Essex chilled on the radio tonight from 10 with Lauren. She is back to chill you out tonight from 10 on Radio Essex. And this weekend, if you're stuck for something to do, it's all about the fairy tale characters at Adventure Island and Sea Life Adventure. They want you to come up dressed up as your favourite fairy tale themed character. Maybe a prince, maybe a frog, even a mermaid. Whatever you do, get yourself down there this weekend. There's going to be a treasure hunt, face painting, loads to see and do all day as well. Weather looks quite nice this weekend. Sunday looks really sunny. Emmy Davis from BGT, Britain's Got Talent, will be down there on Sunday as well. It's Radio Essex with the 1975 and Oh Caroline. Thursday's big drive home. Chris and Scott, producer Tom, gone. Off to a gig with Jack. I don't know how that works.
Well, you didn't...
I
didn't get an invite, actually.
I'm off, actually, because I've got loads.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. You just leave your job and just walk out.
He's just gone. He went, oh, I'm going now.
I suppose it's... We're the important ones, really, aren't we? I mean, if we're not here, it all falls apart.
Well, last time, somebody, you forgot how to press buttons. So
I know what I'm doing here. I've got information. We talked, was it last week about cold showers and how they make you feel better?
Yeah, yeah.
And the ice everywhere on Twitter. Actually, since I mentioned that on the radio, my Facebook just keeps giving me...
Ice bath.
Yeah. Cold showers can help us shed the pounds, researchers found. They've actually done some experiments on this. They found being in 4 centigrade temperatures aids weight loss to improve metabolism. Scientists exposed mice fed on a Western high-fat diet.
Right.
These are the lucky mice.
Yeah, right.
Because other mice have bad things happen to them in the name of, you know, we're just testing it on animals, which is bad.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
These mice are like, oh, my God, what are you going to do to me? What are you going to do to me? We're going to feed you McDonald's. Oh, what? McDonald's? Yeah, he's going to eat a Western high-fat diet and then take a cold shower. I'm here.
Do I get
that
a gym membership?
Because my mate had like nail varnish and that was awful.
So I didn't like it.
I want the McDonald's thing.
Didn't like it, went blind.
All testing on animals is bad.
Yes.
These mice were all right with it though, because they went on a Western high fat diet and then went into chilly conditions and they discovered body weight decreased.
So you can
McDonald's, have a cold shower. Everyone's a winner.
Brilliant.
So that is actual fact. Possibly. Check with your doctor.
Yeah.
Always. Never say Chris and Scott told me.
Yeah, don't do it.
Doctor, always. Niall Horan Meltdown coming up. Coil Ray on the way as well with Players. And the A to Z of music, the final for the letter P.
Yes.
Coming up at about 5:10 this afternoon. We'll update news and travel next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglot. You're up to date.
We're on our own now.
Where's Tom?
Tom's gone.
He's gone to a gig.
Gone to a gig with Jack.
Oh. I want to say Isla.
Yeah, Isla, I think.
Isla is going to a gig with Jack off of the radio.
It is really lovely that Jack's girlfriend has gone on holiday and somehow Jack has got a weekend full of plans starting this evening.
Yeah, he's off.
He only dropped her off at the airport this morning.
Tom said, are you going to be all right for the last hour? Because I'm going to a gig at the O2. I was like, well, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Is that where he's going, the O2?
I think it might be the Indigo 2. Not really sure. He's going to Isla and he's going to see...
With Jack.
He's quite excited.
He was really excited. So he's off, we're on, and we're doing
the... I hope he's really drunk.
He won't. Tom
can only have one Guinness before he bloats out.
Wipe now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
So, we'll just do what we normally do then. A to Z of music coming up in about 10 minutes' time. And back to the hit music, Niall Horan with Meltdown next up on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex with Coil Array and Players on the Big Drive Home for Thursday. Chris and Scott, Joe Kinch coming up from 6 tonight. If you missed it earlier, we're talking about Leanne from Little Mix, who was on the show yesterday. That will be on a podcast very soon. You'll be able to listen to it if you missed it yesterday.
We can probably ask him when he's going to...
When he comes in, we can ask him that. We will need somebody to end the show soon. Have we got any... Are we looking for any requirements tonight, or is it just a straightforward Thursday completed it, mate?
Yeah, straightforward, shouty, quiet, whatever you fancy. Whatever you fancy.
I know what we could do.
Go on.
I'm not supposed to be here now, am I?
No.
I'm supposed to be in New York.
You are.
Long story, I'm not going now, obviously, hence I'm here. I should be on a plane now, in fact, somewhere over the water, but it fell for at the last minute. So, maybe, if you want to do it in your cheesiest New York accent stroke Joey Tribbiani French Joey Tribbiani Friends type accent, that would be fine.
How would they do that, Chris?
I don't do New York. You do it. You're good at accents.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think. No,
I can't do an American accent.
No, you do Joey, couldn't you?
Go on.
You go.
How you doing?
How you doing? Thursday completed, mate.
How you doing? Thursday completed it, mate. No, see, I can't do that. Say, how you doing? No, but just a New York Thursday completed, mate, would work quite fine.
Would be good.
And you could end the show tonight. You could be the last voice on the show before 6. 5:10, A to Z of music coming up as well. First 50-50 is Cupid. It's Radio Essex. Radio Essex 50-50 and Cupid. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Thursday. Weather looking, staying dry tonight. Odd patch of cloud around 11 degrees the low. Tomorrow's sunny start and some sunshine first thing. Maybe clouds moving in later on in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow of 20 degrees. Latest on the roads coming up in just a second. M11 still got problems around the M11 southbound by Harlow because of those emergency repairs. One lane currently closed on the southbound stretch just before Junction 7. Full travel update coming up next. It's Radio Essex, Rudimental, Charlotte Plank, and Dancing is Healing. Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Thursday. And coming up on 5:30, let's do this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
And being a Thursday, it's basically the winners from all the week battling it out to be the ultimate artist or singer, beginning with P, to fight out on the A to Z of music for the letter P. So Monday's winner out of the groups, no, solo stars on Monday, it was this guy.
That's Phil Collins. Surely
this is
up there.
Phil Collins, do you want him to be the ultimate artist, beginning with P, for the A to Z of music? If you do, put the word Phil in your message box. Get that over to us right now. Then on Tuesday, we did sort of rap stars and DJs, and this was the winning tune.
Yeah, no, it really was. We haven't made a mistake.
Yeah, it was the actual winning tune. So Pitbull, if you want to hear Pitbull and you want Pitbull to go through as the ultimate artist on the A to Z of music, put the word Pitbull in your message box. Or yesterday in groups, it was the Pussycat Dolls that took your vote. If you want the Pussycat Dolls to win, put the word cats, obviously. Yes. Put the word cat on your message box. Phil or Pitbull, who takes your vote to the ultimate artist beginning with P? Get your votes in now and we'll find out our winner just before 6 o'clock today. Radio Essex, Christina Aguilera and Ain't No Other Man. Big drive home for Thursday, battling out on the A to Z of music for the letter P. Is Pitbull, Pussycat Dolls or Phil Collins? Who would you like? Loads of people say, what's wrong with Pink? It's we don't choose. You chose. I think Phil Collins went up against Pink, didn't he?
Pink was in the mix, but didn't quite make it.
Didn't even get a nomination.
No.
So that's not our thought. I like Pink. I would have gone Pink.
Yeah.
But Phil Collins is he leading?
He's winning at the moment. Yeah.
It's not far away from the Pussycat Dolls, though. So if you have a favourite, make sure you get your votes in because otherwise you could lose. Phil Collins, Pussycat Dolls, or Pitbull, who's got. Actually, Pitbull's got a couple of votes as well, surprisingly.
Surprising.
And who you want to win on the A to Z of music tonight for the letter P. Travel news coming up in just a second, and we'll get back to the hits as well. Lewis Capaldi on the way. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. It is 5:47. Big drive home. Chris and Scott, we're here till 6 and then...
And then you've got Joe just fiddling with his mic.
Just banging his microphone.
Right.
Joe Kinch banging the microphone.
Because Tom's not here.
I know.
I had no headphones. The microphone wasn't the
system. Does Tom look after you when you come in then? Does he go, hey, Joe, come in, sit down. Here's your headphones. Here's a coffee.
Not quite.
No, he just gives me his headphones.
Yeah, he's not here. He's gone to a gig.
But I was like, oh, there's no headphones.
He's going to see Isla.
Isla, yeah.
And...
Who I spoke to a few weeks
ago. Yeah, she was on your show. And whereabouts is the Isla playing?
The Isla playing?
Is it in the O2?
No, I don't know, actually.
I thought he was going to Southend somewhere.
No, it's not in Southend.
In London.
He's in town. I think it might be the Academy. I'm not sure. Or the Indigo 2.
Huh?
It might be the Indigo 2.
I don't think it's a huge venue. I think it's quite an intimate one.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, he'll enjoy that. He's taking Jack with him.
Uh-huh.
Date night with Tom and Jack.
Joe, you're on the radio next. You had Leanne in from Little Mix last night on the show.
I did.
We were talking about normally you chuck a podcast up. How's that going? Is that going to happen?
It's on.
Oh, it's on
now.
Yep.
So you can go listen to it now.
That's it. So where? Because ours isn't going to be on tonight because there's no one here to do it. So ours will go to take his.
He's going to get Scott to stay and edit it.
Scott's going to edit the podcast. Yeah, that should be up by 2027.
Could be, could be.
The podcast of Joe Kincher's show is what we'll suggest you go to tonight, because then you can listen to the, if you missed it last night, Leanne from Lil Mix, she's got a new single out, which is the, I mean, it's the biggest played song around at the moment.
It's a very good song.
And you can listen to the interview again, or for the first time, if you haven't heard it yet, from wherever you get your podcast from, search for...
The Evening Show Podcast.
With Radio Essex.
Which you knew.
Actually, there's a competing radio station that I'm not going to say the name of, but they play quite loud rock music.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They look green. And obviously, they have an X in their name.
Yeah.
So when Radio you X. search the Radio Essex podcast, someone else's name from the different evening show podcast pops up.
So Dan, I'm like, Dan O'Connell?
I think so.
We don't want to listen to that. We want to listen to the Joe Kinch podcast.
And Leanne from Little Mix ain't on there.
Exactly. They ain't got Leanne from Little Mix. So.
No. So tonight, no guests tonight?
No. Nope.
Just you?
No. Nope.
Playing the hits.
And you got a hot 7 at 7.
Final one of the week.
Yeah. And then, you don't do a Friday, do you?
No. Nope.
Little day off.
Connor's here on the Friday.
Me and Joe have a day off on Friday.
You both don't do Fridays.
Yeah, we go out.
Yeah.
The pub and that.
Excellent.
Yeah. Chill.
So you're coming up next. So we had a big battle this week with Hotel Room from Pitbull, Pussycat Dolls, Don't You, and Phil Collins in the air tonight. Who would you imagine would win that battle, Joe Kinch?
Well, see, I think the wrong person won yesterday, so...
Who won yesterday?
Can't remember.
Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls, because people wanted to write.
Yeah, I remember now. It's Phil Collins tonight.
Uh-huh.
And in the air tonight. Joe Kinch is on the air tonight. No, you're on the air tonight. Think about it. Think about it.
Come on, Joe.
Joe Kinch is on the air tonight. Next.
Everywhere.
Oh, wow. We'll do it again tomorrow. No, we won't be doing it again Monday. I'll do it again tomorrow for 3. Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
See you later, guys.
I've got it covered.
Thursday, completely did it, mate.
It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.